Good Saturday morning to everybody. Welcome to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show. Along with Chris Radlitz, a director of family services, I'm Gary Byron. Chris, how are you there, my friend?
Doing great, Gary. How are you?
Oh, I tell you, brother, I'm doing my best to hang in there. Thank you very much. Producer Ryan Roberts. Ryan, you know, well, because...
How fast can we get him out of the room?
That's all I had to do, actually. No, I... Listen, it's a daily struggle. You know what it's like. Every day, you take it one day at a time.
Yep. And that's kind of the theme. That's the theme that you have, and that's just make it through one day at a time. I know it sounds like a 12-step program, which it's not, but it's still, there's some value out of that, which is true. You take every day as it comes and do the best you can with it.
Well, that's exactly it. How was your week, by the way?
My week was good, like it always is. I've never had a bad week.
You said that last week, too, didn't you?
I never have a bad week. Life is good, you know? Try and live a good, virtuous life and do things right, and everything's okay.
Try. The key word there is try.
Well, of course, try. I'm not a saint.
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah, well, don't hold your breath on that one. But, you know.
We're all sinners.
We're just trying to do the best we can, given what we've got to work with.
Exactly.
You know?
When life throws you a curveball, or what do they say? When life hands you lemons, you make lemonade or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. To me, I say, when life hands me a lemon, I swat it right back at him.
But look at you, man.
Tough. Tough guy.
You are a tough guy.
Yeah, I fake it.
You're faking
it? I'm a big teddy bear.
Well, you're a good actor, too, then. Nobody knows you're faking it.
Oh, yeah.
You are a big teddy bear. No, seriously. I mean, we all have our problems and our struggles that we all deal with on a daily basis. You know, why burden anybody with mine?
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the interesting thing that I found. People are, especially in today's world, you know, we've been so isolated from this whole COVID experience and all this other stuff. So people are just not as willing and open to be with others and talk openly and freely.
That's sad.
It is. It really stinks because you know what? I have found in my life that if you have some people that you can just talk, just run out what's on your head and get it out there, get a little bit of feedback, it really helps. It's a healthy thing to do. You know, and I'm not talking about weird stuff or anything like major wrong. But just, you know, thoughts and things, the ideas that you have in your head, or even if there is something wrong, you need somebody to talk to just to let it out. Because it's funny, I actually use this technique to train my family service advisor. Say it out loud. Get it out. Because when you say it out loud, it's totally different than what you hear in your head. Because you're hearing it now saying it. And it's very different.
You know what's a good, very therapeutic for me is being outside. You know how the weather is getting nicer.
Yeah.
Go for a walk, you know.
Hey, there's a guy. His name is Dr. Andrew Huberman. And he does a podcast. And it's really wild. He's some, like, super-duper professor at Stanford. But he does this free podcast that is just all about health. And he talks about all kinds of things. And he's like a PhD bioethic or biologist and some other stuff. He did this thing on vision, and he talks about you want to feel better. You want get outside every day and make sure you look at the horizon, and let your eyes focus in the distance and take in all the things around it. He says it'll change your life, and try and make sure you do that every day for at least 15 minutes. Get outside after working in the office and just spend some time, preferably middle of the day, or even better yet, first thing in the morning. Get up, get outside, and spend some time looking out at the horizon. It has a whole different effect because he said that your eyes are the only direct link to your brain and your entire body because that's the one portal that goes directly into your brain. He says it completely changes your system when you actually take in, not only it's good for your eyesight, focusing off in the distance, but yet taking in all the things that you see around the distance and focusing on things in the distance changes your whole outlook. It's an amazing thing. So I do that as often as I can. And it's true. It actually makes a difference.
I like, when available, it's hard for me to watch sunrises when I'm doing the morning show during Monday through Friday. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm in this little bubble and I can't quite see the sunrise. But I try to watch a sunset as often as I can.
Yeah.
You look at a beautiful sunset, particularly if you're able to be around, you know, in nature or around water, children playing, and you sit there and say, how can anybody wonder if there's a God? You see this beauty around you, and of course, for me, I say, there's not a doubt in my mind.
The most complicated concepts are made simple with beauty.
better stated than I just did.
I mean, it's the truth. You're absolutely correct. When we go to Florida, it's like mandatory. Every night, go out on the beach, just sit down and watch the sunset. And you just kind of go, huh, you know, wow, isn't that great? Mm. Yeah, it's beautiful. Nature has a wonderful way of reinforcing the supernatural in our life.
Right?
Yeah.
And you sit there and say, right now, as you and I are speaking, this Saturday morning, March 26th, there's people right now who feel like they're at the end of life's rope, you know, and going through difficult times that they think most people can't comprehend. And sometimes that's all you need to do is just take a look at nature, be a part of nature, and look at life's beauty, you know?
See
what God created.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think people discount. I mean, yes, there's all these ecological groups out there and these nature groups and what I call the tree huggers, you know, and the owl right. lovers and right, all this right. stuff. But you know what? They miss the point. They're out there trying to save something, and they're missing the purpose of saving it. You know, why? Well, you know, part of it is because it's God's creation. You know, so let's give equal justice to all of God's creation. Yeah. I'm not going to get down that road. You know where I'm going.
Of course I do.
But, it's interesting. I mean, I find it fascinating. The people that you're talking about that are at their wit's end, yeah. And that's why I think find someone you can just talk to, open up, share how you're feeling, get another opinion.
You know, we should do a show on that topic. On, you know, there's a lot of people who right now, I mean, I know you're not a psychologist or anything, but there's a lot of people who, whether they were affected by COVID directly or indirectly, where they got laid off from work or perhaps even lost their job. I don't have a job to go back to if they're, some businesses just went out completely. There's a lot of people who became addicted to chemical substances, alcohol. Actually, I remember talking to on a morning show, I was talking to the leader of a business association. He says, this was like a year ago. This was in the peak of COVID. He says, unless you're a pizza shop or a liquor store, your business is suffering. And pizza places were making killer money. As were liquor stores. And I talked to a liquor store owner as a result of that answer that I received. And he says, Gary, I'm seeing people that I've never seen before. And I've never seen walk through this door. And now they're coming in here on a regular basis. And I'm like, well, that's not necessarily good. And he goes, there's two perspectives to that. Is it good for business? Yes. Is it good for that individual or in their family? If they've got, it's probably not. But, you know, who am I to?
I don't know. I think that
a lot of people going through rough times. Yeah.
When the government shut down schools but left liquor stores open, there's something wrong with that picture. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Nothing against liquor stores. God knows I've participated in their products many times in my life. That's not the issue. It's just of all the things to consider essential. How did booze ever become essential? I'm sorry. I just don't get it. I mean, this is history. It's ancient history, but still. It's one of those little things that will irk me forever.
Booze, it's been around since the times of Christ and before, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so what? So have kids. So have education. So's food. Grocery stores. I mean, yeah, okay, yeah, they were open, but, you know, shutting down restaurants, shutting down all this stuff.
I agree.
You know, come on.
I agree.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Well,
anyway,
my point is that there's a lot of people going through some rough times and have been going through some rough times. And
there are.
Sometimes all the more reason to reach out to your local church.
And I'll tell you what, as an organization, we've been involved in many more. I mean, we pretty much are always involved in charitable causes and contributions, but we've become involved more and more, especially Connecticut Food Bank, your buddy, and all these other things. You know?
Sure. Hey, let's take care of some quick housekeeping, and then we'll get into today's show, which I'm always excited to discuss. The CCA, you guys have a financial thing running right now, don't you? Like a special?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it's been running 6 weeks, and this is the last weekend. It's coming to an end. So until the end of March, if you purchase a tandem crypt, you save $750, which is pretty significant. If you purchase a single crypt, you save $500. And if you purchase two graves, you save $150. It's the first time we've run the promotion for 6 weeks, and I seem to think that we've been talking about it forever. But this is it. So last weekend to come by, visit, and
So to our hopefully procrastinators, do something.
Yeah.
This is,
and I'll tell you something.
Now or never.
And it's funny. You know, you'll run something for a month and now 6 weeks, and sure as the moment the day it ends, there's a dozen people who walk in the door the next day or two and say, well, and I go, I'm sorry, no. Yeah. You know, you had 6 weeks or you had, no, it's done. And my boss is like, no, we're doing it, but then when it's done, it's done. And I agree.
Hey, really quick, some DOLs coming up?
Yeah. Wednesday, April 6th at the Milford Senior Center, which is at 1 p.m., located at 9 Jepson Drive in Milford. Uh-huh. And Thursday, April 28th at St. Francis of Assisi Church in Naugatuck at 2 and 6 p.m. You can register at our website, which is www.ccacemlikemary.com. And we hope that you do. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to give us a call.
All right. Let's talk this morning about the Catholic Funeral Plan and its most current services offered by the CCA. Because we've been talking, oh my goodness, for probably about a year now.
Just about.
Yeah, no, it's the most recent service that's being offered by the CCA to the families of the Archdiocese that assists in the pre-planning needs of families. It's the Catholic Funeral Plan, and it's available really to the entire state of Connecticut. Chris, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the Catholic Funeral Plan, and let's start with something pretty simple, and then we'll go from there. What is the plan all about?
Well, it's very simple. It's a faith-based pre-need plan that allows Catholic families to plan their funeral arrangements in advance. The plan ensures that when you die, the funeral arrangements you've selected will be delivered at no additional cost to your family, and in accordance with the liturgical traditions of the church.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the, 10-second elevator speech of what it is.
Is it approved by the church?
It is the only plan that is approved by the Archdiocese of Hartford as a way to protect the church's teachings and guarantee Catholic families an affordable funeral in the traditions of the church. It's the only plan that's been endorsed by the Archdiocese. Mm. And we've actually created the Catholic Family Services Association, which is a subsidiary of the CCA, to administer the Catholic Funeral Plan.
How does that actually work?
Well, when you enroll in the plan, you select all... Remember when in the past we've talked about how planning a funeral is similar to planning a wedding?
Except much less time, yes.
Except you got 48 hours instead of a year, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you make all these choices well in advance, all right? So you choose the music. You choose who the cantor is. You choose what songs are going to be sung. You choose what type of casket you'd like. You choose all of these things in advance. All of these things are listed now as part of the Catholic Funeral Plan. Once you determine the arrangements that are best suited to you at a price that you feel is appropriate, because you know all the costing for everything, then all that is placed in the plan. And you receive a card that has a single 800 number on it. When you pass, a loved one takes that card and makes a phone call, and we implement everything. So, yeah, you still have to stop in and talk with the funeral director, but you don't have to worry about... I mean, we go so far as to have the obituaries done, to have all the placements made in the papers, to start the process of getting all of the death certificates that's necessary, contacting the church, setting it up, everything is taken care of. Contacting the funeral home to make sure that that's done. Getting the appointment set up for the family. I mean, they pretty much do everything. Most importantly, though, that your arrangements are carried out as you have specified and in the Catholic tradition.
Chris, you mentioned something very important issue that I know we talked about multiple times right here on this show. But maybe you can kind of go in a little bit deeper. How is the plan funded? And what about the impact of inflation on funeral expenses?
Well, two separate things, but they both are, they interplay, of course, very closely. So the Catholic Funeral Plan is funded by an insurance policy. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And the reason we did that is that there's many payment options available to suit the financial circumstances of every family. Once you're enrolled in the plan, if you should die while you're making payments, your funeral will be delivered with no further financial obligation to the family, which is kind of a great thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if the average person coming in is, say, 60, 65 years old, you know, 10, 20 years from now, there's a pretty good chance that they're going to be ending up using the benefits of the Catholic Funeral Plan.
Sadly.
Right. So you have chosen everything, and if there's money left over, all that money goes to whoever your beneficiary is. Okay? So it's insurance is just the funding vehicle that's needed to provide that safety net for Catholic families. As far as the impact of inflation, the Catholic funeral plan is designed to eliminate the effects of inflation on your funeral expenses. The proceeds of the policy are paid to the funeral home only after it's provided the funeral in accordance with your wishes and Catholic tradition. The insurance policy protects against inflation. It grows in value every year and keeps pace with it, in many cases even exceeding price increases that occur. The policy benefits exceed your cost. The excess portion is paid to your designated beneficiary. So there's kind of a, not only is the plan funded fully by the policy, but the policy grows and it helps protect against any future inflation. So it's really kind of the best of both worlds. The big thing about this plan is not the fact that it's an insurance, but it's the service that is associated with it.
Right.
I mean, look, when I first heard about this and we started researching, and it took almost 3 years to put the whole thing together and be able to offer it to the families of the Archdiocese, this is a total win-win. The services that are provided are just so critical. Who wants to deal with these 60, 70, 80 things that have to be handled at the time?
Well, and how do you know you're making the right decisions as the deceased would have wanted?
Right? Yeah. This way, the person gets to choose everything. You hand your family, your loved ones, hey, here's this card. Anything happens to me, just call that number. Done. I mean, we'll arrange everything. They arrange everything right from the body, pick up everything. I mean, it's amazing. So, yeah, I just thought when I first saw this, and saw the service that is provided by this, I said, this is something we have to bring to the Archdiocese.
It's a very important benefit, everything that you're just mentioning, Chris. But how also can a family benefit from the plan?
Well, I think that the Catholic funeral plan provides a number of benefits. First, you'll have the assurance that your funeral arrangements will contain all of the essential liturgical elements of a Catholic funeral. Think about the families, and we've mentioned this before. You have this woman who every day of her life has come to church, every morning, every Mass, same Mass, sits in the second pew, fourth one in, for 40 years. She dies. Some family member comes in that maybe isn't living with her, doesn't know her that well, doesn't know her real deep roots in the Catholic faith, and doesn't even want to have a Catholic Mass for her. Well, I mean, this woman wants a Catholic Mass. That's why she's been in church every day for the last 40 years. Well, we're making sure that those arrangements are going to have all those important, essential liturgical elements. You'll also have peace of mind knowing that your family will be, you know, spared the burden of making decisions about your funeral and your burial, and that there will be no doubts or, more importantly, family disagreements as to your wishes. How many times have we had two brothers and a sister, two sisters and a brother, with diametrically opposing views of what mom or dad wanted? Well, guess what? Mom or dad knew what they wanted, okay? Maybe they didn't share it with you, but they have it listed right here. We don't make this stuff up. It's here. They wrote it. They signed it. This is what they want. 99% of the people, when they see the Catholic funeral plan and what it says, that's what they go along with because they know that it is their loved one's last wishes. You'll also have the assurance that you have provided for the cost of your funeral in advance, regardless of the inflationary prices, as we talked about, which is a big benefit. I mean, you know, think about it. The average cost for a regular old funeral in Connecticut is about $12,500. Well, you know, that's a lot of money for someone to just come up with clear out of the blue and say, here it is, because you got to pay for it. Funeral homes don't do this as a, you know, gratis benefit. They expect to be paid at the time of the funeral or before. So that takes a big burden. And, of course, as part of that, you've probably taken care of your burial needs also. So now you've got everything covered. And there's literally no financial burden to your family. And that, to me, that's huge.
Sure.
Not to mention it's smart because you've paid for it 10, 20, 30 years in advance. So you have saved yourself a ton of increases in prices. You also know that Catholic funeral plan will be there when your family needs it, regardless of changes that occur in the funeral industry. You know, we talked in the beginning a little bit, or maybe I didn't mention it, but, you know, there's been dramatic changes that have taken place in the way we buy goods and services, okay? Locally owned banks, grocery stores, drug stores, they all go to regional, national chains. Well, the same thing happens in the funeral industry. One of the negative results for Catholic families has been that these large companies, which are starting to dominate the industry, they drive up prices. Two, they change how funerals are delivered. So there's a decrease in the observance of the church's traditional liturgical rites for the dead, especially the mass of Christian burial at the parish. So the Catholic funeral plan was really developed to safeguard these churches' sacred burial traditions against these forces of change. Not that the change is bad, it's just that it causes and results that are not necessarily good for everybody. And as a Catholic, you know you have the comfort that the church's sacred traditions and funeral rites are going to be observed in future generations. So your loved ones are going to see the right way to do things.
Folks, you are listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show, along with Director of Family Services, Chris Radlitz. I'm Gary Byron. Chris, does the plan's policy, though, you mentioned insurance. Does it conflict with any existing insurance?
No, not at all. Catholic Funeral Plan is not designed to replace any life insurance that you already have. It's intended only to provide the funds needed to pay for your funeral so that your family's not burdened financially at the time of your death. Now, here's something that's really interesting and most people don't realize. You may have a pretty solid insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you pass, it's not like you get a check in the next day or two. This could be 30, 60, 90 days before the funds are actually given to you. And it's not because the insurance companies are being nudges. It's because there's laws in place that govern how all this takes place. So it takes time before you get paid. Well, once again, your funeral is going to be in 48, 72 hours.
That's not 90 days.
That's not 90 days. That's not even 30. So you got to have the cash. So it's not that, you know, and the Catholic Funeral Plan pays within 48 hours, which is phenomenal within the industry. So that's something that people don't realize. So that's one aspect of it. Secondly, typically when you buy life insurance, they do what's called a quality of life study, okay? And they say, well, okay, here's what your family is used to. Here's the amount of money that you earn. Here's the things that you would do for your kids. And they put together this amount of money that says, okay, you need $350,000 worth of life insurance. Well, okay, when you sign up for that policy, that money is earmarked. That's going places that you have decided that's why you have this amount. So you're going to pay for the college kid's education. You're going to pay for the house and the mortgage and make sure it's taken care of. You're going to provide funds so that your family can live on. They don't need to take $15,000, $20,000 of that and put it towards your burial, okay? They need it for all the other things that you have provided in first purchasing that insurance policy. So it's nice because it has nothing to do with any other insurance policy. It frees up any existing life insurance to pay for all those other costs that your family might incur or maybe become part of their inheritance. The policy proceeds have no tax consequences and will not be included in your estate. And that leads us to another area, which is that it does not disqualify you from receiving Medicaid benefits.
All right, so you mentioned Medicaid. Well, during that time of life, many people consider moving for retirement and changing their home location. And people are moving out of Connecticut quite often.
Yep.
So what if people move from Connecticut to another state? What happens?
Not a problem, because this policy is 100% transferable anywhere in the United States. Should you choose not to have your funeral in Connecticut, the policy can be transferred to any funeral home in your new community. And the Catholic Family Services Association will assist you in locating a funeral provider to deliver the funeral as you have designed it. And there's no cost. Many times, give you an example, if you sign up with a funeral home and you'll pay them X number of dollars and that's going to be your policy, and all of a sudden, 10 years down the road, you choose to move to Florida. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have to pay a penalty fee for all that money to be yanked out of the trust that's been put in,
right,
to go wherever you're now going to go and make arrangements again. Catholic Funeral Plan is nationwide, so it doesn't matter where you are.
Good to know. You know, I'll bet people ask you about non-Catholics participating in burial at one of your cemeteries. You guys probably get asked that all the time. Well, what about the plan? Can a non-Catholic participate in the Catholic Funeral Plan?
Absolutely. While the plan was designed for Catholics, because mm-hmm. it is designed to preserve the Catholic sacred sacramental rites of Christian burial, it can be used by anyone who wants to do their pre-plan arrangements. Catholic Family Services Association would be the ones that you would talk to. Well, part of the CCA or Catholic Family Service Advisors would be the one that you would talk to and have all of this taken care of 100%.
It's good to hear about this. We've talked about this in the past, too. Are there other pre-need plans?
Oh, certainly. There's all kinds of pre-need plans that exist. And those plans are very different from the Catholic Funeral Plan in that they will provide certain benefits, but they will not guarantee or ensure that your family will be receiving the exact funeral arrangements with the elements of the church and our faith that you want. So that's really what the unique advantage of the Catholic Funeral Plan is that the Catholic Family Services Association is there to oversee the entire process, from the time you make your funeral arrangements until the time that they're delivered. And it assures those arrangements conform to your wishes and contain all the essential elements of a Catholic
funeral.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I like to hear that.
It's a great program, and it's something that we're very proud of. We're really proud of the fact that we can bring it to the families of the Archdiocese. And so far, it's met with, you know, an awful lot of success.
Oh, I'll bet it has. It is a great new product to help families, Chris. But finally, how can people learn more about this plan and take advantage of the Catholic Funeral Plan?
You know, like I've said 100 times about other issues, just call us, any one of our cemetery locations, speak with a family service advisor. They're very nice people, very well trained, very compassionate. They'll take you through the process, and they'll help your family get the security and peace of mind that comes from being well prepared. So depending on what your timing is, it's a great time really to be able to sit down and have the conversation. It's a great way to start a conversation with your family too.
Yeah, otherwise I could get rather awkward.
Ooh.
The conversation a lot of people don't like to have.
Remember, we've always talked about, yes. Hey, here we are at the Thanksgiving table. Let's talk about when I die.
Yeah, well, that's sometimes for some families, depending on who's moved out of state. And sometimes it's holidays like Thanksgiving or Christmas.
It's
the only time you get to see your children or your immediate family. And it's like, well, you picked today to talk about this.
I don't want to talk about
Thanksgiving dinner. Hey, really, Dad? Really, Ma?
So listen, I want to be put in a crib. Pass the potatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me?
Oh, my goodness. That is so funny. So if you want more information on the Catholic Cemeteries Association, the Catholic Funeral Plan, check out their website, www.ccacem.org. Again, that's ccacem.org. If you've got a question that you'd like to have answered right here on these very airwaves, who knows, maybe as soon as next Saturday, well, simply send us an email at ccawdrc@gmail.com. Once again, that's ccawdrc@gmail.com. And of course, the toll-free number for the Catholic Cemeteries Association is 800-505-0050. Once again, toll-free, 1-800-505-0050. For Chris Radlitz, Director of Family Services for the Catholic Cemeteries Association, I'm Gary Byron. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.